Welcome to Tech Talk with me, David Dundee. If you have questions or want to find out more about something, drop me a line at david@fmr.co.za and you can find me on @DavidDundee on most social media channels. That's DavidDundee and the podcast on fmr.co.za. Fitness devices are kind of my thing. I also like horology. A fine watch is somehow still a thing in my life, so fitness watches are not always convenient. Also, these days, fitness tech tends to do things like measure sleep cycles and HRV, which is heart rate variability while you sleep, and a big bulky watch may leave you or your sleeping partner with a bit of a bulky issue. Enter the fitness ring, a ring sized for your finger that has all the whizgiggery built into it without looking like anything other than a wedding band. I've been testing the Ultra Human Ring Air. You get to sleep track. If you're a woman cycle tracking, you can use the app to record a workout with the device leveraging your phone's GPS. It does the basic fitness things that you'd expect, like step counting and heart rate too, obviously, but it goes further to do the aforementioned heart rate variability, which is an indicator of training and recovery. It also does things like measure your body temperature. It goes one further with some app-based AI suggesting like things like when to caffeinate yourself for best effectiveness and when to cut it back for best sleep. All in all, a good device. Battery life is at 3 to 6 days. Work on four and a bit, and they recommended you charge it on the charger that's included in 30-minute bites for battery longevity. A full charge would take up to about 4 hours, so leaving the charger on a desk and doing 30 minutes once or twice a day will get you there. How does it stack up to its competitors? Well, compared to the Aura Ring, the category definer, it is priced quite similarly, but, and there's a big but, the Aura requires an ongoing subscription to work all of the features. The Ultra Human Ring is subscription-free. And also, only the Ultra Human is available in South Africa at present. You would have to buy the Aura outside of South Africa. Compared to a high-end Garmin watch, which would cost you double the price of a ring, well, it's a bit of an odd comparison. Let me explain. For basic tracking like sleep, the Ultra Human tracks naps far more reliably and sleep just as well. The ring tracks body temperature where few Garmin-style devices do. When it comes to HRV and heart rate and daily wear, they give near identical figures in my testing. As to menstrual tracking, I didn't test for obvious reasons. However, when it comes to high heart rate sports activities, the ring definitely underreads. I would not consider it the best tool for that job, nor does it broadcast your heart rate. It is a daily wear fitness device, not so much a sports device. However, if your sports are a little bit less strenuous than mine, perhaps it'll work. The ring is comfortable. The app and the AI and intelligence it provides is actually first rate, better than the likes of Garmin, in my opinion, and the data syncs with Apple Health seamlessly. Buying it is relatively easy. There's a printable sizing guide, but better than that, pay them 200 Rand and they send you a dumb ring sizing pack. Try on the rings, send the guide back, and they take 200 Rand, that original 200 Rand off your now 7,999 Rand order. And you can do this at myultra.life, myultra.life, and get an Ultra Human Ring Air for yourself. I'm actually loving mine. These guys also provide and integrates with the app, continuous glucose monitors. And that's it for this week. If you've got questions, you want to find out more about something or just to comment, david@fmr.co.za and find me on @DavidDundee on most social media channels. That's DavidDundee and the podcast on fmr.co.za.
FMR.